Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at InsureMyCars.ie.
Howdy doody, folks.
Howdy doody do. What are you going to go on about now today? I'll tell you where I'm going to start.
I love the way you do that where you kind of like ask a question and then you just don't leave any time for anybody to answer it.
I don't want your opinion.
It's kind of there's a lot of rhetorical stuff with you, isn't it? It's kind of rhetorical.
A lot, yeah.
What are we going to talk about today? Well, I'll tell you what we're going to. No,
well, it's just a lot of getting the small talk out of the way. How's it going anyway? I'm Grant. What's the story? Listen to me. I have something to tell you. You're right.
Brilliant.
Yeah,
it's the way to handle a conversation. That way, then nobody can sidetrack you or prevent you getting your point across.
Well, that's hard to do with Dr. Loudface over here. Anyway. But I tell you what, I have a sort of a story that I can't fully go into because someone would then probably end up in jail. But I went to see a show the other night, right?
Right.
I went to see Coldplay.
Yeah.
Jim went to see Coldplay. Now, I have to say, right, there was a fiasco with tickets and all, right? I suppose that's what happens. You find people who aren't exactly official in their sources. And they tell you things.
By the sounds of it, you might be the person who ends up in jail.
Excuse me. All I did was find my way into holding a ticket.
But anyway.
So this fella, I get a call. This is the person here. Oh, these tickets are the best tickets in the world. Don't trust me. Oh, there's no problem. Brilliant source. Anyway, contact this person, the whole lot. And no problem getting a ticket and all. And then the tickets didn't work at the door or anything. It was an absolute zoid. But
was it coloured in?
Did
it look like... Do all the tickets just have a picture of Chris Martin as though it was drawn by a 7-year-old?
Yeah, I was there. Are all the tickets in watercolours for tonight? And she said, yes. That's how they do it. That's how Coldplay do it. They're like that. They're real hippie.
Yeah, very.
And they don't do internet tickets or anything. And she goes, Nobody does internet tickets. Are you mad? Sure, anyone could do that. I got in eventually for about half an hour late for the show, right?
Yeah.
But I did get in, right? It rectified itself. And it was, I didn't really want to go by the time it came down to it. You know that way?
Because I'm like, to the show.
I'm like you. I look forward to stuff for weeks and months and all.
Yeah.
And then on the day, or actually not the day, the week leading up to it, I'm like, oh, fuck this now. Fucking last thing I want to do now was, I don't even like them. I was giving it all that.
Yeah.
Him and his yellow shit and his, you know, whatever his other songs are. I can't even think of them.
Because to be honest with you, I kind of knew the reason you were going was because, like, they had developed this reputation as the show part of it being so amazing, one of those must-sees. But, like, I've never known you to profess your love for Coldplay songs.
Not at all. Far from it. I'm one of them. I couldn't name five songs,
right.
I don't think. Anyway, went in. Great show. It is a great show.
Yeah, so
the time flies. You don't feel the time. You really don't. Like, especially when you're locked out for 40 minutes. But you don't feel the time fly. Or you just drag on. It's great. The whole thing. I went to see AC/DC. They just did a gig at the end of the thing. Good and all, but it was just a gig.
Yeah.
These lads, they're all over the place. Like, Chris Martin's up on Hill 16. Then he's down the railway end and... It's like he's looking for a hot dog. He's literally everywhere, right? And he's in the middle of the stadium. Everyone's included. The light show's fantastic. You get goggles and bracelets. I didn't get any of them because it was too late. But you do get them. All that. And then at the end, someone's saying, well, what did you think? Was there brilliant? And then I thought to myself later, would I ever do it again? I was like, no, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't. I would not do that again.
So it didn't leave an indelible mark on you that you thought, well, if I ever get the chance, I think I might go to... Copenhagen
no matter what, you know the way. So some people are going, oh, I can't wait to try and get Oasis tickets, and then I can't wait to try and get, and you know, they had all these ideas, and I was like, I don't think that was my last gig. Now I was there.
So not just your last Coldplay gig, it might be your last gig ever.
I'd say that was the last show I'd ever go to. Yeah, I'd say that was it.
Well, was that good?
It was a really good one to just say that's the end of my social life now.
Yeah,
that was a great cheerio.
Yeah.
Entertainment.
Admittedly,
yeah.
I only got half the show and all, but nonetheless, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it's enough to say I never need to see any other show ever again.
And that's how I feel about it. And I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, and he was saying, can you get Oasis tickets? I was like, honestly, I don't want to go to Oasis. I don't really like them.
Yeah.
I like some of them. I like them hits.
You'd
that's
know more
it.
Oasis than you would Coldplay.
I would, yeah. And I think they're arseholes. And, you know, just that as well. So I was like, I'm not going to that. I love Blur. If they came back, I wouldn't go to that either, actually. Yeah, but I'd be more likely to. And then my friend Martin, I was talking to him, and he goes, what about Jim? Can he get them? Because there's people fishing for tickets. And he goes, I was there. Listen to me now when I say this. And listen to me very seriously when I say this. If Elvis Presley came back from the dead, and it was 1950s, early Elvis, before he got mad into the burgers and all, right? If he came back from the dead, and he said, I'm only going to perform to 50 people, and the whole world were there, and he says, and I want Jim McCabe, how many would tickets would you like, Jim? And Jim would go, what night is it on? And he'd say, Friday. And Jim would go,
I know, he'd go if it was on a Friday.
If he said it was on a Sunday, Jim would go, Elvis,
I'm only from work and all.
What, do you know what's on? United are playing Everton that day, and I'm going to have a few jars of me. Be a nightmare getting down the hill.
Yeah.
And she'll have to pick me up from the dart and all. Yeah. And she's going to meet her sister or something. Or she's going to meet her dad or whatever.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't ask her not to meet her dad. And I'm doing it. So I'm going to have to let you go. Let them go,
because,
Elvis.
And you know how close to the truth. Well, in fact, you're not just close to the truth. You're right on it. It's the fact that Coldplay, right, that the world was going mad about.
Yeah.
I had the chance for tickets for the Monday night.
Well, there you
like,
go.
Like, literally, they were...
People going mad.
Purchased, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, for the last one.
But it was for the Monday night.
The last one, the one everyone wanted to go to.
And I was like, yeah, it's just, I'm up very early next day.
You see, this is it, yeah. He said, no.
People who were out there, people who paid exorbitant money,
hundreds.
You know, to get there on resale sites.
Absolute
and everything.
Absolute hundreds.
And I actually had tickets and went, I think I'd leave it.
I thought, yeah. It's a bit late, isn't it?
I don't mean they went to waste. They were, you know,
someone used
they were
them.
Given to somebody else. But that's, yeah. Yeah. So
Jim,
you're kind of right
Jim
there.
Swapped them for sausage rolls.
I mean,
rolls.
As long as Elvis does a Friday or a Saturday night, that's all right.
And even then, now, be honest with you, I know you'd be going.
Well, it depends. I mean, if there was
what time's he playing Heartbreak Hotel? Because I'll leave when that comes on.
Well, no, the thing about it is, like, yeah, I'd have to make sure. Like, will you be finished in time for me to be able to get back to have a pint in the local?
Yeah. If he's going to go and do a Bruce Springsteen, I'm not going.
I don't want to have to get a taxi all the way. It's expensive, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Elvis will be there. I ain't none but the hound. Jimmy, you're going. Sorry, Elvis.
Yeah, just, you know what I mean? I have to get a dart.
Yeah, they do this.
And I'm getting picked up. I don't want to pay for a taxi all the way.
I don't feel like a sack of cans in the garden today. I'm going to go for a pint. But, Jim, crying all the time. You will be if I miss me dart.
Yeah. Mind you, hey, a second. The old expression about people in glass houses and throwing stones. And
oh,
all that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, oh, yeah, I'm bad.
Because I can literally vouch for the fact that because I was sitting right beside you at the time, that you had the opportunity to go and see not just one, but two bands
two bands.
You profess to love.
Yeah, yeah, Squeeze and Madness.
And you had the chance to do it. And what's more, all you had to do to see these bands performing live was open a door.
Get up and walk through the door. That was it. And I will say this though, I would have done that if Jim wasn't there. Now I'm saying that, I'm putting it on him. I would have done it. I needed someone to look at me and say, it's okay to Jim's exact words were, so we can listen to him in the car, and we both laughed our heads off.
No, I think you'll find my exact words were, are we having another one?
Are we having another one?
And then,
should we listen to him in the car on the way home? And we did that. I don't even know if we did that. Yeah.
So
that was the
You're right.
You do get fatigue of these things, don't you? After
and it does have to be, you know, it's the idea of being, like, I'd love to be at Oasis. I would love to be there. But it'll have to be on either a Friday or a Saturday night for me.
Yeah.
And it'll, you know, and I'll have to be able to get it at a price that's, you know, normal.
I know.
I'm not going to. I mean, as much as I'm not paying 500 quid or something.
I know, but I don't know if we're on the extreme end or not. I don't know. I do know that you are. If Nelson Mandela,
Elvis wasn't bad enough for you. No,
no.
You have to go further.
No, because that'd be he'd be gigging in town. If Nelson Mandela rang Jim and says, "I'm in Bray, right? I'm in Bray, Jim.
Right.
And I was going to do an exclusive about how I never died." But I'll only want to talk to you.
What time though,
Jim?
Nelson?
I go, what time? It's Saturday, Nelson.
Yeah.
And he go,
I was literally on my way down to Cavanagh's. I mean, are you?
He'd be there. Can you come up here, Nelson? Could you get the bus to Realmwood? He'd be there. It's a bit tricky getting the bus, you know, being undercover.
I keep
and
getting mobbed and everything.
Yeah, it's just,
right.
And Jim would be there. Come on up.
Do you want to do it over the phone?
Yeah, come here. I'll get me WhatsApp. Do it in WhatsApp messages. I'll send you a question. How long have you been alive? How long have you been alive? Well, since I was born.
I would say that we're, I mean, look, there are gig goers, right?
Yeah, there is. And we know even, a couple. Like, Pat the Bomber now, for instance, he goes to everything.
Yeah, and it's not even an age thing. You know what I mean? I know lots of, like, it's
no, because he's ancient.
Yeah.
You know.
And I know people who do the whole festival thing still, and they're older than I am, and they love it, and all that stuff.
Friends of mine is in his 60s.
Done it.
Yeah.
I've never done a festival that I wasn't working at.
No, neither have I. No,
yeah,
I've
gone to a festival to do a show.
Yeah.
And then leave.
And then leave immediately, yeah.
Even though it's like literally, you know, by the way, your tickets will be valid for the entire weekend. You can, you know what I mean? You can stay and watch everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, just what time's the show over? When you're finished at 10 as normal. All right, well, I'll head then.
Oh, yeah. I remember when I was playing festivals and people used to say, it must be amazing. You get to do these gigs with all these big names and you get to see them, you know. You'd have to travel all the world to see these people in these comedy festivals. You're on the bill and they'd be naming off all these fellas, I never heard of them. And you're on the bill with Jazzy McFazzy Pants, and you're on with Imelda O'Rourke, and you're on, and it must be, you get to see them all. It's not amazing. And I'd be like, it's great now. Yeah, you get to see everyone at their best. I never watched a one of the fuckers. Not one time ever. Not once ever. And I was literally on, do me set and run out the door.
Yeah.
I remember being on the Late Late Show, right? And this is the truth. I mean, I had my bike parked outside. I was on the thing. I did my interview and people were going, who else is on? You know, you did. Yeah. I was there. I don't know, Mel Gibson. I don't know who was on, right? And I did the show, jumped on my bike, got home. And I got home in the house in Dunleary and sat down and watched the part two coming on after I got there. And people were like, you must be amazing. Who did you get to meet him? And all? I was there, I didn't get to meet him.
Because they assume that you hang around, like, you know, all you just hang out like best pals in the green room or something.
I was at home with toast in the toaster, holding a can of Pepsi, watching the set part two by the time.
Yeah. Brilliant.
That's a very uniquely Irish thing,
I
suppose.
The other side of that as well is that, I don't know if we should even be telling people this, but shouldn't, like, nobody listens. Anyway, the thing is, we have people that come in for interviews, right?
Yeah.
And the reason they're doing their interviews is because they're promoting,
selling the show.
Or a show or whatever. And invariably they do go, listen, lads, if you want tickets or whatever.
That's happened loads of times.
Loads of times. And we go, oh, right, God, sound. Have we ever taken up?
Not even one time ever.
They're nice people. They're people we like.
And the worst thing is we know the shows will be brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
We're
no
not
question.
Lying.
Yeah,
like
no
when
question.
We say this is a night not to be missed,
yeah.
We know it. We're still missing it. But we actually meant it. We do mean.
That's true.
Like, we are missing out by not going to this show. If you don't go to this, you're going to miss out. If you hear us say that, we mean it.
Yeah.
We're just happy to miss out. We're happy to not, you know.
This is very much do as we say, not as we do.
One thing we have never felt in our lives is FOMO. We have never felt. In fact, we are fear of being included. We're the only people, absolute
what,
fear.
Does that make an acronym, fear of being included?
Yeah, yeah.
Phobie.
We're phobies. We're phobies.
Old phobies.
Old phobies. That is the best. That old phobies.
That's what we are now. Fear of being included.
To the point that when we got told we won an award there a while back, we were told, you won an award, and we were like, oh, gee, where do we have to go? That's how that'll tell you.
That actually happened
made him come here.
And then more recently even than that, we got nominated for an award, right? And before the nominations came out and we were actually nominated, PJ went, you'd nearly be better off not getting that fucking nomination, wouldn't you? So it means we have to go to this fucking thing.
And you have to be all in this.
We're desperate, man.
Desperate. Oh, absolute shite. Yeah. Spoiled rotten. That's what that is. That's what that is. Spoiled rotten. You know.
Yeah. Too used to having it too easy.
And that's exactly what it is. You know, that's exactly what it is. When someone's offering you the night of a lifetime, but you have a Chinese on a Thursday, so you can't change that. Like, it's a rule. Like, you make a rule. Nothing gets in the way of my Chinese on the Thursday. Nothing.
Yeah. Or the fact that I might be a bit tired.
I might be a bit tired on the
Especially coming from the man who very rarely sleeps properly.
Yeah.
You'd imagine, like, tiredness wouldn't have been an issue. But no, it's a Monday, so you'd be tired on the Tuesday. That's very early in the week to be tired.
Yeah. In fact, it was very annoying to Jim, right? When I started to have children, as if I have thousands of them. When I had two kids, it was very annoying to Jim because all of a sudden I was happy to just hang around and work all day.
That's true.
And Jim was like, fucking bit of a change in you, isn't there? You used to be leading the charge. So what have we done? Can we go home?
So you were gallivanting off to meet people for lunches and coffees.
And Jim would do as usual. Then you go, oh, well, if he's gone, sure, there's nothing else we can do. He's such a lazy bastard. Anyway, we better all go now. And then when that was gone, Jim was
really,
like,
you really pulled the rug from under my I tell you.
And then all of a sudden Jim was going, so you, have you anything to do today? No, no.
Have you just, have you no sort of appointments?
Oh, definitely
no. I'm totally free today. Nothing at all, no. There's nowhere, nobody you should have
met. You don't want to go back and see the kids? No, no, don't want to, no. And he was like, Jesus, so now I'm the one that has to leave first.
Oh dear. Anyway, right, listen.
Phobies. I'm keeping that though. That's a brilliant one.
We're going to leave you now. You'll be, normally you would have been forced out the door, but you're now, you don't want to go anywhere. But anyway, we're going to leave
now.
They're
in the creche now. I'm mad to get out today. Now freedom with 5 hours.
We're going to leave you with the best bits, or some of the best bits from during the week. Right, you can go now. You're free.
Right, so do you want to come with me?
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. With
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie.
We were only just reading, just seconds ago, a story that says 123 days a year is the average amount of days the adults feel stressed for. 123 days a year.
A third of the year.
So basically, if you put that into all your life, a third of your life, 123 days. I mean, Jim worries 370 days a year. You know, if you add up the accumulated time.
Yeah.
And you
I do some of your worrying for you, obviously.
So the four hours
that I do worrying for you, basically, like, what's he going to do now? Oh, my God.
The leap years.
How am I going to stop him hurting himself when he goes off to outside the studio on his own?
And the fact that he can worry about four things at once with great focus. Yeah.
I do some of yours. But you're right.
It's a lot.
I'm actually surprised by that.
It is a lot. They're worrying about their appearance, their weight, the news, what's happening in the world, their workload, their own health, I suppose, their sort of personal relationship, finances, money. And then just generally the number one worry is how tired they are. Mother of God. Imagine that. 123 days a year, adults are walking around going, all of us, I'm absolutely exhausted. What am I going to do? Oh my God, I can't take it anymore. Yeah. I just need to lie down. We'll have a lie down. I don't have time for a lie down. That's what we're like. That's what we're all like.
That is true.
That's terrifying.
I mean, when you think about the amount of time you and I just spend talking about exactly that.
Oh, God.
I mean, obviously, for you now, it never used to be the case as much with you.
Now it is.
Yeah,
it's new. Oh, geez.
The lack of sleep.
Oh, yeah. I never really got it, to be honest with you. I never really understood it. I thought a lack of sleep was when you didn't get what you wanted. Like, I thought, you know, when you couldn't lie around all day on a Saturday, I thought that was a lack of sleep. That was me.
Yeah. You know, anything under double numbers was like pushing us a bit.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't even get to do me nothing at all day this week. But things have changed. Now I feel like Jim McCabe. This is how Jim McCabe feels like all the time. Even though Jim's kids are all grown up and gone, he still feels like he has kids all the time.
I don't know why. Yeah. The old sleep thing. I well believe that. I'd say that's probably the number. Well, yeah, you've just said it is
terrifying.
The actual number one. That people.
It is.
So
it
you
is
get stressed
one.
About not being able to be unstressed,
worrying about the sleep you don't have yet. People do. Oh, how am I going to get any sleep tonight? You know, this type of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Shannon's been on to say 120 days a year for worrying. That's rookie numbers. You see, obviously, maybe. I mean, we thought they were high. Somebody else saying, "Well, lads, when I worked for 4 years in a nondescript coffee chain in a nondescript outlet centre in Kildare, every single day was stressful."
Every single day. I mean, that's very
Yeah, but in
hard.
Fairness, he only did it for 4 years. He probably hasn't stressed for the rest of his life.
Ooh. Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe he's down to 123 days now and thinks that's normal. It shouldn't be normal. That's too much.
Kevin reckons he's just stressed all year.
There's so much like Jim then. Yeah, just a daily grind. You know those people you sit beside every so often and they just go, oh. You know people like that. You're like, what's wrong with you? Nothing. They didn't even know, you know, subconscious stress. The pain of life is just constantly with them, you know. My God.
I think that's the thing, though. I do
the pain
genuinely
of life.
No, that existential sort of stress where you're actually stressed in a way where there's kind of so much of it, you're not really sure which bit of stress you're experiencing at that time.
I know. That is something I can imagine you saying. What are you worried about now, Jim? I honestly don't know. I'm worried. I'm trying to figure it out.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova with
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie. The beautiful town of Dalkey is back in the news again.
It is, isn't
and
it?
And they don't want to be. They wish people would just stop talking
going
about,
on about it
all the time. I mean,
celebrities come here all the time. We just
they
stop
do.
Going
it's
on
a beautiful about place. That's it, that's the kind of thing that happens. It is becoming a little bit like that. You know, what was the name of that show where everybody on the street was a celebrity, and but they just behaved like they were normal people?
I don't know what that is.
It was a TV show. But anyway, because it's becoming now, it's not like celebrities arrive in a celebrity way.
No.
It's not like they rock up for a book launch or a TV launch or anything like that.
Matt Damon goes for a swim with an old Super Value bag.
Yeah.
No one even mentions it. In fact, nobody even mentions it. They never stop talking about how they never mentioned it.
Well, exactly. Yeah. And like, it's just ordinary day-to-day things, you know. There might be a fracas might break out.
And a fracas did break out over the last few days. Wednesday, actually, I think it was. Oh, no, it wasn't. Saturday night it was. A fracas broke out outside the Dalkey Duck, I think, in Dalkey. And two lads are very, very irate and upset with each other. And who broke up the fight? Steve Buscemi.
Mike, from Reservoir Dogs.
Boardwalk Empire.
Boardwalk Empire, great actor.
He broke up the fight. But the people of Dalkey are saying, we didn't even mention the Steve Buscemi. Yeah. We don't go on about the fact that Steve Buscemi was here because he's always here. Now loads of celebrities are. Matt Damon was here before, and we never even mentioned it all the time. That we keep on mentioning it.
Exactly.
And he broke up the fight.
So it's casual now. It's not like, you know. There you go. It's like just a random celebrity could break up a fight.
Yeah.
And you can imagine that, like in
trying to help someone who was in trouble.
What could that have been about?
I know. Well, this is, isn't it? You hear about somebody breaking up a fight, don't you? And you think, someone's walking down the Connell Street or something and say, come here, you and the dog. And then it gets a big fracas and whatever. Was it that? Or was it a Dalkey fight where it was like, excuse me, mate. You're after spilling my stick as Heinemite. And someone goes, what? And he goes, I'm going to. And someone ran up and he pulled his collars down.
And, you're spilling my stick of Heinemite.
Yeah, you spilled my stick of Heinemite, buddy. And another guy pulled his collars down. And he goes, hey, don't you touch my collars. That's a Louis Vuitton, you sneaky little burglar. Yeah. And then he called me a burglar, you know. And then he threw his oat milk in his face and was like, oh, that nearly burns. It's lukewarm coffee, man. It's lukewarm coffee, calm down. And then
Steve Buscemi stepped in.
And then they went, okay, Queensbury rules, let's go. You're going to get it. And Steve Buscemi came over and says, you still cop on, will you? Stupid.
It's a good job he was there.
Yeah, good job.
Good job there is those kind of random celebrities just walking around that nobody ever talks about or bothers or anything like that. To be able to keep the peace.
To keep the peace,
you know,
like
among other things.
And he stepped in and says, don't worry, lads. I'll get you two more flat whites. We'll all talk about this over an unusually large croissant. And we'll all. Let's get our heads back together. I mean, thank God, I mean, we're lucky, imagine. You know the way that some parts of Dublin don't even have celebrities to break up fights?
Yeah.
And that's why there's so much violence.
That's true.
Yeah. It's like, or they don't even have real celebrities. Like, can you imagine you got into a fight with someone like from Ireland? Like, imagine Colin Farrell breaking up a fight. I mean, is he even a real celebrity?
They don't even have international celebrities. They have to rely on like homegrown celebrities, my God.
Yeah, imagine.
Wow. It's like getting a fake Mocha Chocochino.
Imagine how mortifying it would be if you were in a fight and it was Pat Kenny that broke it up.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. With
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie. You know the way everybody gives you warnings now about scams?
Oh, yeah.
And it's getting ridiculous, like, because it's absolutely everywhere. You get warnings from your bank about scams. You get warnings, like, there's all sorts of on your phone, text,
even
stuff.
Scammers WhatsApp give you a warning about scams. You know, where they go, don't be dealing with him. Come to me. Yeah.
So there's all sorts. It's like, it is just everything is because it's all kind of things are so much online now and everything. The potential for scamming is everywhere. But I tell you something, you don't have to be online to be scammed.
Yeah.
And I tell you something, they are venturing out very far.
You don't even have to be the person. Not only do you not have to be the person you say you are, sometimes things aren't what they seem.
Mm.
So Armagh GAA has warned of a scam that involves a fake Sam Maguire trophy that's touring around Armagh, making appearances.
Is nothing sacred, PJ.
Making appearances for substantial amounts of money, and that's in quotes, substantial amounts of money, whatever that is.
Right.
And Like, so we all know Armagh beat Galway, or maybe for those that don't, in July. They won their second All-Ireland football championship. They have the Sam Maguire Cup. They are in ownership of Sam Maguire for a year. And as is normal, they go around care homes, hospitals, schools all of that, you know, and do appearances. What they don't do ever is charge for it. There's a very normal protocol you apply through, and they
select... Yeah, it's meant to be a celebration of your victory and everything. You're showing it off and, you know, bringing all the communities into it and all that carry on.
So it's free. It's just a matter of getting selected is hard because there's only so many days in the year, but it's free. What? But the all of a sudden, because Armagh, well, let's face it, not very used to winning anything, are they? So they didn't understand this protocol, did they?
Why did they start charging for it?
So the fake Sam Maguire is charging big money to go around. And they think it's the real one, obviously, but it's a fake one. Somebody made a fake Sam Maguire and it's going around and some guy's coming in going, hey, right, enough now. For Sam Maguire, he doesn't come to anybody. So Sam Maguire, unfortunately, says your school has to pay like £600. Whatever it is. Right. And they give the £600. And then I suppose they bring it in a big woolly thing. Or whatever it is.
Yeah, because that's exactly, yeah. Sam Maguire should be travelling in a big woolly thing, all right.
Yeah, so they pull off they pull it off and then all the kids go, oh, way unbelievable, can I touch it? Oh, I didn't even know it was made out of plastic or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And then,
because that's what I was going to say, how realistic are we talking here? Is there any pictures of it? Like, does it look the part?
We don't have pictures. I only have pictures of the original, which isn't helpful to make jokes for the story, but we only have pictures of the original.
Although it would be incredible if that's what they had, if they just had a giant picture, like a cutout of it at the top. And it's like, oh, can we come up? No, stay down
there.
You can only view it. It's a special thing. You can only view it from at least 100 metres away.
And then be like, that looks really like those flower pots you get in Woody's with two handles stuck to the side of it. No, that's not what it is. That's not what it is. This is Sam Maguire.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Why
does it have made in Taiwan written on the bottom? Don't mind that now. Don't be looking at all of that. This is Sam Maguire. Yeah. That's Taiwan is a place in South Dublin. That's where they make all these things.
This is nothing sacred. A fake nothing Sam sacred. Maguire.
It's terrible, isn't it? Yeah.
Because I assume to even carry it off, unless it is just... I mean, I'm not going to speculate as to, you know, whether or not the people of Armagh would be gullible. But you'd have to do a decent job on it, surely. I mean, somebody had to put a lot of work into faking the Sam Maguire.
Faking the Sam Maguire.
We've been lucky enough to be up close and personal with it. Ourselves,
yeah.
So you had it in a boozer and all. You did.
I was very lucky that I was the keeper of Sam Maguire for one night only. Do you remember?
Exactly, you do. You sitting in a pub with it on the table
I took him for a pint. I did, yeah. Well, at least I think I did. Yeah, he is made of fiberglass, isn't he, Jim?
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova with
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie. Brian was on to say, does that make them Sammers?
Sammers.
As opposed
what
to Scammers.
What a great name.
Yeah. Somebody else says, Jim, that cup should be called the Sam Maguire.
Sam Maguire.
Which would kind of fit with your accent. A Sam Maguire.
That's a Sam Maguire. That's what they were saying anyway.
Somebody else was saying it sounds like you've been waiting all your life to bang out that accent.
I'd say if you're from Armagh, it's the worst accent ever, but it's still good fun doing my version of it.
Yeah. What's this? Somebody else is saying, Joe was on saying, there's, as far as I know, the real Sam Maguire never leaves Croke Park.
No, that's not true.
He says there's more than one fake Sam Maguire and they are very realistic. So this has been happening like for years.
Oh, this is...
There's an underground Sam Maguire tour circus.
There's an underground Sam Maguire tour circus.
With people charging cash.
Aye, right enough now. Yeah. Crossing borders and all that sort of stuff.
Wow.
I heard they're filled up with diesel. Brought green stuff. That's right.
How do you, is there any way, does anybody genuinely know? There's another one, look at that, lads, there's about five fake Sam Maguires going around.
That's, and what, charging for viewings?
Apparently they're made for about £1,500, are inferior quality to compare, obviously, to the official one. But for a party or a pub or whatever, this is according to Budgie, without Potsy in the van.
And what do you do for a party or a
pub? I suppose you
fella who has one and he rents it to you.
Yeah.
So why would a picture of a real one's better than a fake one, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm trying to work out, is it just a sort of a... Like, do you acknowledge that this is a fake one and you're just doing it for the crack for your party? Or are you actually trying to pass it off as the real one?
I don't know. Well, that's a mad thing to do, isn't it? Like, would you not? That's like how.
Now I can't get my head around it. I was at a wedding once, and the guy was a massive, massive Dubs fan.
Yeah.
And during the kind of, you know, that halcyon days of six in a row, whatever.
Yeah.
And they had the Sam McGuire was as a surprise for him. But okay. Now I'm just wondering whether it was the real thing or not.
Maybe
it was the Sam McGuire.
Ah, couldn't have been. Have we been fooled all these times?
Who knows?
I don't believe it. Well, that's, I mean, if that's the case, you could do that. I'm just going to get the World Cup for my next birthday.
Like, if you want it, PJ, we'll make it happen.
Imagine the World Cup. You get styrofoam and everything. A big happy face drawn on it.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova with
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie. I mean, and you're a long-term GAA fan.
Yeah.
And you didn't necessarily know that there was anything other than the real Sam McGuire.
No, I didn't know that. What are you talking about? This is outrageous. I'm absolutely positively shocked.
All sorts. Lee D was on to say it's a silversmith in Kilkenny that makes the replicas. They're commissioned by the GAA.
Right.
To him.
Yeah.
Somebody says, lads, there's a trophy shop in Temple Bar that has Sam, Liam, the Premiership and Champions League
for the love
in the
of
window.
God.
So in fairness, I suppose we probably should have been. Yeah, but I mean, if you see them in a shop, the replicas.
Yeah, of course. That's
you know they're going to be fake.
You want one for your garage or your house or whatever it is, kind of thing. You want to dress up as, you know, your favourite player at home. Or whatever. I don't know what sort of weird people do. But like, you know, I never imagined the fake Sam McGuire's were officially being sent out by the GA and people were like posing with them. Like, because you sat wondering, what's the point in that? I mean, it doesn't do anything apart from be the Sam McGuire.
Yeah.
It doesn't, like, it's not like an Elvis impersonator.
Mark makes a good point. He wonders, will the replica Sam McGuire even ever make it to Mayo?
I doubt it.
You never know. Stephen seems to know these things.
I bet
things,
you they
right?
wouldn't even serve a Mayo man in Temple Bar.
Stephen seems to know all about this kind of stuff, right? So,
lads, Stephen here. There's actually three Sam McGuire's. So whatever county wins the Sam McGuire gets three. The original and two replicas. And the two replicas generally do the tours of the clubs and that. You have to ring up the county board or there's a special email line to whatever respective county board it is. And you can book it for kids' parties in the club and presentations and all that sort of stuff. It's only the top occasions, as in, say, for something with a sponsor, that gets the original real Sam McGuire. Now, there is a fake one going around that some fella in Dublin had there a few years ago that you were able
to... always a dub, isn't it?
Now, I think it was for a couple of hundred euros. You could get it for a few hours. But the county board generally holds on to three Sam McGuire's, and one is the original one, and then there's the two fake ones that go around. Now, if you ever see them towards the end of the season, they'd be in bits, leaning to the side, lopsided, because people would be putting dogs and cats and 8, 9 and 10-year-old kids
sitting
in them.
Yeah. What else would you get it for? Thanks, Stephen. So there you go. So there's sort of one real and then there's two real replicas, if you know what I mean.
Does the dog sleep in the house or does he sleep in the garden? Oh, what are you talking about? He sleeps in the Sam McGuire.
So that then means that when you thought you had the Sam McGuire with you and you slept with it and all, you were sleeping with a fake. A replica. But at least it might have been an actual genuine replica as opposed to a fake.
A genuine replica. How can you even say genuine replica? I may as well have gotten the weird, cheap, tatty one off the Dublin man and paid €200 like some back alley hustler.
So loads of people seem to have done it. People have done it. Like somebody said that they got it for their party or whatever. Like they got it for like a birthday party for somebody.
But the official fakes as such.
Well, that's what they obviously thought it was. But now we don't know how many of them are out there.
If you paid for it, it was a scam. That's what we're after finding out this morning. That they never charged the GAA.
Right.
That's what we know. That's what's in the
paper. So if they're asking for money for it, it's most likely the scam.
That's just a fella who made it himself out of mauler or something. And he's bringing it around to the house.
Joey's just WhatsApped in to say, time for a big dirty bowl of cereal in my Sam McGuire.
You dirty fecker, you.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. With
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie.
Now, have I got something for you, Mr. PJ Gallagher?
Oh, yeah?
You are going to absolutely love this, right?
Good.
Because I was talking to this lad guy I know in Roundwood, right? John is his name. And he'd written a book. Okay.
Oh, good for him. Now, good I know how hard that is.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I'm saying. This will be right up your street, right? Except his book now is a work of fiction. Okay.
Oh, right.
And it's a crime novel. Okay.
Very good.
But here's where it gets interesting for you. He has used the people of Roundwood as the characters.
Wait a minute. The real people.
The real people.
So it's about crimes in Roundwood and everything?
No, no, not necessarily. The crimes are real. Actually, I could nearly see the poster. The crimes are real. The people are real. But they actually don't kind of, you know, they didn't commit the crimes.
Right.
Now, the thing about it is, right, he didn't tell me who the people in...
Oh, so they're fake names.
Yeah, so the characters are based on real people.
Oh, my God.
All from Roundwood. Now, I tried to establish whether I'm in it. But I'm not, you know, I don't know.
Give me this. I'm going to have to read it. I'm reading this book tonight.
Okay, now I think you pronounce this Delulu.
Oh my, I can't wait to write in the introduction. I was sitting there when an extraordinarily hairy-backed man.
It better not be that specific.
Known as the sausage smuggler of the southeast. Came over a hill, yeah.
No, so, and the thing about it is, the crimes have been, they are actual crimes that have taken place.
Around Wicklow?
Well, I don't
know. My God, can you imagine?
No, I don't know if it's restricted to that.
My God, I can't.
The people are, like, the characters
and
are
when he
real
stole Mary's mayonnaise, the town was never the same. He says, you took the bag of potatoes, didn't you, Pat the Bomber? Not Pat the Bomber, Jerry the Bomb, Jerry the... Whatever your real name isn't.
No, I've a feeling now the crimes are of a more serious nature.
Oh my God, you're joking.
Yeah.
A stolen pint glass out of the pub. Stuff like that. Diesel, the fella who...
I haven't read it yet.
The fella you were telling me...
I am going to read it because I do want to find
the
out...
The slightly rotund electrician who took all the sausage rolls out of the spa when nobody was looking. Oh my God, this is going to bring town to its knees.
I'm going to have to read it. Thankfully I'll be able to read it because it's only a couple of quid. I think it's only about $2.99 or something you can get it for, right? But yeah. I'm going to have to read it.
Oh, you'll have to read it.
Delulu. I think that's how you pronounce it. D-E-L-U-L-U.
Delulu. Yeah, Delulu by John Gorman. There it is.
Yeah, there it is. You found it.
Wow, so look, brilliant.
I'm going to have to read it. One, to find out in case there's anybody in it who bears any kind of similarity to me.
Yeah.
Just mean, especially if there's a potential of a bit of royalties in it. And to see if I can spot the other people who are in it, who are, you know, the...
Oh, I can't wait.
Whatever they are.
His name was James McCobb. Like that. His name was James McCobb. He worked for the mainstream media. Often described as a well-dressed football hooligan known as Drive-By Jimmy to his criminal associates.
You've started that already. That's already coming in on WhatsApp. Drive-By Jimmy. And does the book mention a DJ Yeti?
There's
no need for that.
He was called DJ Yeti to the locals in the regional radio, where he would come on in the morning and go, good morning, everybody.
So I thought it'd be ideal for you. You know, you'd be able to get an insight into... They're not going to be the real life people doing their real life jobs. They're going to be all of their characteristics.
Yeah. So like,
it's dangerous thing. Like if you wanted to say. So, you know, if you put somebody in a book like that and...
So obvious.
That's what I'm wondering. Will it be really obvious? Like, because what happens if somebody has a bit of a, I don't know, a bit of a drink problem or something? Or a rocky relationship
There's lots of addiction problems.
Up yours
problems.
Too.
Oh yeah, up your way there's lots of addiction problems, isn't there? So there's like four people in the village addicted to snack boxes, isn't there?
How dare you?
They'd be like, Jim, the snack box is over there. I can't say no to them. I think that's me in the book.
I bet
this is probably
a very serious, book of crime fiction.
I'd say
it is. And you're minimalising it mere sausage rolls and snack boxes.
What else goes on in Roundwood? All these snack box smuggling.
Yeah, look at this now. You see, this is what you've started. Dan in Cork's been on to say, Jim, the crime of Roundwood was when you were accused of stealing that carpet and then they realised that was just your back. Now, you see, there's no need. No, that's what you drag things down to that sort of level, you do. It's just trying to give you an opportunity as an author yourself to appreciate somebody, you know, creating this using real people and their characteristics as the bones, the fabric of it.
Well, come on now, up your way. They're not all snack box smugglers. Most of them would be. But then you have, like, you know, famous actors. There might be a person in the book called Derek Day Lewis, who never talks to anyone in the local pub. And when he's preparing for a role, he carries on like an awful weirdo. Where he's not like anyone that's actually real or anything like that.
I'm gonna read it now to see if I can spot who the actual people are.
Oh, please!
I think we should. I tell you something. If we were one of those grown up shows that had like a, you know, book club.
We have now
our book of the month or whatever they call those things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
I've heard that
you could literally start spotting people in it.
Oh, definitely, especially hairy eared Harry and all. They're going, I know him. That's the fella. The fella Jim was telling me about. He's bald, but he still goes for haircuts and hope nobody mentions it.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.
With insuremycars.ie, get low prices and save on your car insurance today at insuremycars.ie.